This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Hope you all well. الحمد لله الحمد لله. Night number three, and we continue with the minor signs of Qiyamah, the minor indicators of Qiyamah. And we say that the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned certain specific events. Jerusalem will be conquered. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, I will die. Specific things that would happen. But most of the minor signs are more a trend or a gradual appearance of certain events. And subhanAllah, when you go through these things, and you would see that these things are occurring really in our time, at this time. So many of the minor signs have become prevalent in the last 100 years, 50 years, and in particular, and they're escalating. And so let's talk about these gradual minor signs, or these trends that are occurring, and subhanAllah, we see them happening in front of us. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions to the Sahaba, be patient till you meet your Lord, for no time will come upon you, but the time following it will be worse than the one before. So the Sahaba were told that as time goes on, it will become more and more difficult to be a Muslim, it will become more and more difficult to remain steadfast. And we see that, and we'll talk more about this inshallah when we talk about fitness. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, and this is another one of those hadith that encompass a number of events. He says, the hour will not come, will not be established until knowledge, or specifically knowledge of the deen, will be taken away. Number two, earthquakes will become very prevalent and more severe. And I don't need to mention, subhanAllah. That time will be passed very quickly. In a hadith that comes later, the Nabi says, it would seem that a year goes by like a month. March is finished, subhanAllah. This 2023, March is finished. A year will be like a month. A month will like a week. And an hour would go like a flame, a flicker, or a blinking of the eye. Time will pass very quickly. Afflictions will appear. There will be a lot of fitna. Every time a new calamity, a new affliction. And murder will increase. Yet money will overflow. There will be, never before in the history of mankind did we have the concept of billionaires. Did we have the concept of so much wealth? We have a time, we are living in the only time in history where there's more food on earth to feed all of humanity. There's more. We produce more food than there are people, yet there are people dying of starvation. And murder will increase. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also mentioned, and it's a long hadith, we won't go through all of it, that there would be endless civil war between the Muslims. And he mentioned that once the Muslims start fighting one another, this is not going to stop until Qiyamah Sa'ah. There's another hadith, not a sign of Qiyamah, but the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made a dua. He was ascending the mimbar. Why we have three steps? The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had three steps on his pulpit. And when he stood up and he ascended, he said, Ameen, and Ameen, and Ameen. And so he mentioned to the Sahaba, I made three du'as. He said, I made three du'as, and Allah accepted two, and he did not accept the third. The first du'a he made was, Ya Allah, let my ummah not be destroyed by one natural disaster, one earthquake, one flood, and Allah accepted that. It won't happen to the ummah. Number two, let not an enemy destroy us completely. And Allah accepted that. And that is why, even though we spoke about the Mongolian invasion, Muslims believe this was the end of times. When Baghdad was, you know, reduced to ruins, subhanAllah, a million skulls, that's what they did in Baghdad. A pile of a million skulls is what they did. We thought this was the end of times. But 200 years later, we conquered Constantinople. An enemy will never destroy this ummah. But the Nabi made a third dua, let my ummah not fight and kill itself and destroy itself from within. And Allah did not accept that dua. SubhanAllah. Our biggest problem is our internal fighting. And this will continue. This hadith is an interesting hadith. It's a long one, but we will mention it. Yesterday I said there's a sahabi, when you talk about eschatology, the signs of Qiyamah, one sahabi's name should pop up. What was his name? Hudhaifa. Hudhaifa, we'll get a spot prize for that, inshallah. Hudhaifa radiallahu anhu. So Hudhaifa is known for eschatology. And another gem of a hadith that comes from him, he says to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, before Islam we were living in Jahiliyyah, terrible times. Then Allah blessed us with the beauty of Islam. Will it always be like this, or will things become bad again? So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes, things will become bad again after this time. So then he said, Ya Rasulullah, will we go back to having good times? So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes. after the tribulations, and many of the Sahaba, many of the Mufassirin mentioned this was perhaps the civil war between the Sahaba. But after it ended, things went back. The Ummah became strong. So Brother Nabi says, yes, it will go back to the good times, but it won't be as pure as it originally was. It won't be like that, like the good times that we experienced. It will be tainted. And so he said, what will be the taint? And so the Nabi replied, there will be some people who will guide others not according to my sunnah. You'd find different innovations, different kind of ideologies will appear. And you will approve of some of their deeds and disapprove of some. There will be some good and some bad. He then asked, after this, will there be evil that comes a time after that? So the Nabi said, yes, there will be. Then really bad evil will come. You will find people that in one hadith, they have hearts like shayateen. And they will be callers to the gates of Jahannam. And whoever responds to them, they'll be thrown in them. So he said, ya Rasulullah, describe them to me. What are these shayateen? What do they look like? So the Nabi says, they will be from our own people. We would assume that they are Muslims. And they will speak our language. They might even speak Arabic. Mawlana, Sheikh, Muftis, they look like ulama. And they will call to Jahannam. So basically, the Nabi is telling Hudhaifa, a time will come where you'd have many different so-called scholars calling to different things leading to Jahannam. So Hudhaifa says, what must I do if I live in a time like that? The Nabi says, what I order you to stick to the Jama'ah. Don't go to these different groups and sects. Stick to the Jama'ah and stick to the Imam, the ruler of the Muslimin. Stick to the unity. So then he asks an interesting question. And wallahi, only in the last 100 years did we experience this. He says, what if there is no Jama'ah and there is no leader? We have no Khalifa. This never happened. Next year will be 100 years since the fall of the Caliphate. So the Nabi says, if you live in a time like that, there is no Jama'ah, there is no Khalifa, what do you do? Then he said, the Nabi says, stay away from all the different sects and groups and this one fighting that one. Stay away from all of that, even if you must be alone, even if you must be biting onto a tree and hanging like that, then be like that. Don't get involved in all these fitna. But, subhanAllah, and that's where the hadith ends. So we are living in this time where there's no Jama'ah and there is no Imam. The Nabi says, a time will come where honesty will disappear, where you would struggle to find a person that you could trust. The Sahaba said in our days, when in the time of the Sahaba, that you would do business with anybody, especially if it was a Muslim. Because even if you didn't know him, you would trust him. But a time will come when you will say, you know, that uncle or that carpenter or that plumber, you can trust. Meaning it's the exception to the rule. And subhanAllah, we're living in time like that. Honesty will disappear. The next one, interesting one as well, and we'll talk more about this in detail when we talk about the Mahdi, conflict with the Yahud. There will be war between Muslims and the Jews. Now, side note, we are not anti-Semitic. Nothing wrong with the Bani Israel. You know, lakum dinukum wal yadin. But there will be war between Islam, Muslims, and the Yahud. And this never ever happened in our history. 1,400 years, apart from right at the beginning in Medina, the Nabi Sallam expelled a few Jewish tribes. Since then until now, Muslims have never gone to war with the Jews. We fought the Romans, we fought the Persians, the Mongolians, the people in India, all over the world. Yes, there were jihad, but never with the Jews, because they never had an entity or a state of their own. But the Nabi says, when Qiyamah, close to Qiyamah, there will be war between Muslims and the Bani Israel, the Jews, and Palestine or Jerusalem will be the focal point. SubhanAllah. The modern state of Israel is only 70 years old. And this is very much leaning into where all the action is going to happen, where all the fighting is going to happen is around Jerusalem, between Muslims and the Yahud. Nothing against a religion. Jews lived peacefully with Muslims for many, 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 many centuries. But it's going to come down to a fight in this area. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions close to Qiyamah, you would find an unprecedented level of killing. And if you look at World War I and World War II, never in the history of humanity did millions and millions of people die. Nuclear bombs and mass genocide. This did not happen. The Holocaust, for example, 6 million people, you know, exterminated. Never in the history of mankind did we see this scale of killing. The Nabi says, of the big signs, the indicators of Qiyamah is Haraj, Haraj, Haraj. They said, what is Haraj, Ya Rasulullah? He said, killing on unprecedented scale. The hour will not be established until a man kills his neighbor or his brother or his father. SubhanAllah, we living in that area. In the news, you find people killing each other. Never before in history do you see these things. Something small that we might take this hadith, but how true it is. Something about more from Islamic models. The Nabi says, fairly among the signs of Qiyamah is that a man would go through a masjid without praying 2 rak'ahs, and he would greet with salam only people he knows. He only greets the people that he knows, and the children will expect this. The children will overpower the elders, or the children would expect their elders to serve them. There would be disrespect between the children and their parents. There will be no concern for where the wealth comes. Another hadith, the Nabi says, riba. The smoke of riba will touch everybody. Even if someone wants to remain away from riba, I don't want to take riba, somehow, somewhere, my money is going to be tainted with haram income. The spread of fitna and tribulation, a man will lose his deen overnight. The permissibility of spreading of alcohol and zina and musical instruments. Again, we take this as sort of the standard. But if our grandparents, and maybe even our parents, when they grew up, you would not have been able to see a naked person. It was not possible to see this. Alcohol was also, in some parts of the world, even in non-Muslim parts of the world, it was banned. It was difficult. You wouldn't find a bar. Musical instruments as well is really a modern phenomenon where people are singing on this scale the last 50, 60 years. And so the Nabi says, there will come a time, the end of times, when cities will collapse and stone will be raining from the sky and creatures would transform, would transmutate. And the Nabi says, when there is a prevalence of musical instruments, it becomes the norm. Everywhere there's music. Meaning it becomes widespread. It's not a specific place. It is part of life. And there will be singing girls and the legalization of khamr. Even, subhanAllah, look at the Muslim lands. Muslim countries have all legalized alcohol. It's basically part of life. The Nabi says, by the one in whose hand is my soul, this nation will not perish until a man, meaning Qiyamah will not come, until a man and a woman commit zina in the street. They will sleep in public places, commit zina. And people will walk by, and it would not be strange. It will be normal to see a naked person on the billboard, to see a naked person dressed like however. It would not even shock you anymore. And only the person with the most iman will see these people fornicating in the street, and he'll say, look, it's better if you just go around the corner, not in the path, you know, the children are going to school. And that will be the person with the highest iman. That's a wali of the awliya of Allah. The point is, 50 years ago, not Muslim countries, this would not be heard of, what we see today. On your phone, kids of 6, 7 years old see more naked women than kings of old. Fir'aun did not see as much nudity as children see today in primary school, subhanAllah. The access to it. And it's become normal. The Nabi says a time will come where the clothing of people will basically be naked. They'll be clothed, but they'll be naked. Sahaba couldn't understand. How is this possible? We understand, Ya Rasulullah. A time will come where women exceed men in number. Some hadith says up to 50, but we haven't reached that. But apart from countries like India and China, okay, and those are the biggest countries in the world, but apart from a few limited countries, in almost every nation, the women exceed the men. And it's not, also, by the way, not every sign is a bad one, right? So having more women than men is not necessarily a bad one, but alhamdulillah, this is what the Nabi says. And a time will come where, as the hadith mentions, where one man will be looking after 50 women. Doesn't mean 50 wives. Women could be his daughters, his mother, his sisters. One person will have to care. So difficult it would be for 50 people. The Nabi says, a time will come, he says to the Sahaba, where maintaining your iman will be like holding a hot coal, or it will take the iman of 50. So the Sahaba said, 50 of them? So the Nabi says, no, 50 of you, Sahaba. The iman of 50 of you to maintain your Islam. Sahaba, with all, you know, radiallahu anhum wa radu, they're the best people, but they did not see the fitna that we are seeing. They did not go through the kind of tests of our iman as we are going through, subhanAllah. And a time will come where the Nabi says it will be better to be in your grave, and you'll actually wish I didn't live to see this. When wealth will increase in the ummah, yet zakah would become very, very minimal. SubhanAllah, the wealthiest countries in the world, our brothers in the oil-rich countries, of the wealthiest countries in the world are Muslims, and of the poorest countries in the world are Muslims. SubhanAllah, there's something wrong with the ummah, where Allah has given so much wealth to one group, and did not share it with the rest of the ummah. The Muslim ummah will be immense, it will be huge, but they will have insignificant power, where people will draw, as the Nabi says, like birds eating from a trough, taking what they want. And this could be, you know, subhanAllah, after the fall of the caliphate 100 years ago, literally, people in Europe, in Berlin, in Paris, took a map of the Muslim world, and they drew lines, and they said, this is for you, this is for you, this is for you. That is exactly what happened to the lands of the Muslims not too long ago. Disunity, fighting against the Muslims, as we mentioned that. The Nabi Sallallahu mentions that literacy will become widespread. Everybody will be able to read and write, but knowledge would disappear. And the disappearance of knowledge is the loss of scholars and ulama. That when the ulama pass away, and those of you who know, great scholars have died, the next generation of scholars are not as great as those scholars before. And so knowledge slowly disappears. The Nabi says, the worst of people will be the people ruling the world. And it doesn't take much. You look at the private lives of the politicians. What do they do in their private lives? The kind of wrongs, the moral evils they're doing, they are the worst people that you would expect. As we said, the increase of earthquakes and storm, time moving quickly, one or two more that is quite interesting. The Nabi says, close to Qiyamah, masjids will become very, very beautiful. The time of Nabi Sallam, he didn't have a roof. One of the signs of Laylatul Qadr for him was he was going to make salah in mud. So the rain came, and of course they had no roof, and they made sujood in mud, and this was the night of Laylatul Qadr. The Nabi said, time will come where masjids will be beautiful, it will be adorned, and the voices will be made high, maybe, microphones, but it will be empty. And subhanAllah, a few months ago, I was in a masjid which looked like, you know, a fairy tale masjid. It's making probably like, you know, subhanAllah, something out of your imagination. And there were only 50 people in the masjid. The main salah room is locked. I said, why is this locked? Only Jumu'ah and tourists go there. SubhanAllah, for those of you who've been to the city, you know what I'm talking about. But that's how it is. It's a monument. It's not a masjid. Allah Alam. Then, of course, the famous one that you all know, in the hadith of Jibreel, where Jibreel came and spoke about the pillars of Islam and pillars of Iman. One of the things he asked the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when is Qiyamah? The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, neither you or I know when Qiyamah is. So he said, what are the signs? And one of the signs, he said, when slaves will give birth to their masters. What does this mean? Many, many discussion, but as Adnan always reminds, alhamdulillah, the point of this hadith, slavery is long time gone. So that sign came and went already. Slaves giving birth to their masters. What does this mean? A lot of different tafsir. The point is slavery is finished. So that sign came and went. And the other one, which is super relevant, when the Arabs were living in the desert, start competing in building skyscrapers. And I just saw today the picture of Dubai, 1980. There wasn't a single skyscraper. In the last 30, 40 years, it's become probably the city with the most skyscrapers. And there's a competition between them and other oil princes to build bigger and bigger skyscrapers. Yatatawaru, meaning they will compete in building one after the next. This is one of the signs, subhanAllah. Again, Sahaba couldn't understand it. We see it. And then, interesting hadith, and there are a few signs which we'll talk about more tomorrow, that is, has not come to pass, but an interesting hadith. The Nabi says, by the one in whose hand is my soul, the hour will not be established until people can communicate with animals. Okay, this hasn't yet happened. But this, perhaps the next part is relevant, that until the tip of a man's whip or a strap on his shoe and something in his thigh will speak to him and inform him what's happening at home. SubhanAllah. It's hadith in Tirmidhi. SubhanAllah. Modern technology, how long before we get there, before we can talk to animals? And we're already talking to AI, we're already talking to ChatGPT, computers talk to you. But the fact that something will in your thigh will speak to you about what's happening at home when you're not there, Allah subhanAllah musta'an. Right, so these are, as we said, most of the minor signs have occurred. Tomorrow we'll talk about the few that have not yet occurred. Really, there are a few. And also one must remember, it does not mean that the major signs will only happen when all the minor signs happen. Many of the minor signs will happen only after the major. For example, one of the minor signs of Qiyamah is Hajj will end, the Kaaba will be destroyed. This is really after Dajjal, after all the tribulations. Then that will happen. But inshallah, we'll talk about that. And of course, we'll talk about Imam Mahdi tomorrow, bi-idhnillah. All right, so, sorry, I didn't have Maimoon. So yesterday's spot prize, which year was Constantinople conquered? 1453. So this was, okay. 1453. So let's see who got it right. Mikhail Hatas. Mikhail, yeah? Yeah, okay. MashaAllah, you got it right. And Sarah Sali. She, yeah? Oh, MashaAllah, Sarah. Okay. Right, then tonight's question. Which one is not a minor sign of Qiyamah? The increasing in earthquakes, the increase in false prophets, the increasing in men, the increase in literacy. Which one is not a minor sign of Qiyamah? And just last point, just encouraging everybody to support our orphan program if you can, inshallah. Our number of orphans have now jumped to 70. We don't want to tell any of the orphanages that we're not able to assist you. So we'd like to take all of them out for the day, give them iftar. 70 families, adopt one orphan for one day, 400 rand, inshallah. And inshallah, may Allah reward you and your kids in that. Ameen. Wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallam mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.